This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Outside.
Yeah.
Gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you dropped in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. That's just like
my
ice.
This song is in honor of the month of January. It's in honor of winter. And it's in honor of a big snowstorm that's blowing across the country right now. Rocky Mountains, that whole area is inundated with snow right now. And you never really know what's going to happen. But I think the East Coast, you'll get it in Ohio, Jay, by Friday, looks like. And we'll get it here in New England on Saturday night and Sunday morning. Slushy, rain and snow, and it's kind of interesting at this point in the winter, early part of January. We haven't had a lot of snow here where I am in Massachusetts, but I'm going to get on a plane and head to California again today, where the weather outside is not frightful. The weather outside is delightful, thanks. But yet, flying back in on Sunday night into Monday morning, who knows where we'll end up. But all the forecasts show, you know, I love these guys on. There finally was an honest meteorologist that I was watching last night. I said, you know what, we don't really know what's going to happen to this storm. It could bust apart in going over the Rockies, which a lot of storms do, and then it could reconnect with some other moisture somewhere else. You know, they don't really know. Well, they can kind of use a computer to come up with, and now they're using artificial intelligence. As a matter of fact, I saw one weather forecaster. I think it was on one of those days, the Weather Channel or AccuWeather or whatever. They are using artificial intelligence to actually predict the weather. They're going to try to create a weatherman out of artificial intelligence. Where is that going to go? Any place good?
Interesting.
How much credibility do you give when you watch the news or you read something about it, or you have? I have a corner of one of my screens devoted to the weather, and so I look at it, and it's actually, I use it a lot in the summertime on the farm so that I know how much time I have before it's going to rain on my hay. And so you look at that, and it's usually pretty accurate to within, I usually take an hour or so away. So if it says it's going to start raining at 4, I figure, okay, 3. And same thing, the snow stuff is usually about the same. But we have, temperatures across the board here in the 30s and the 20s. So, yeah, I think for the first time probably we'll have some snow. Are you a skier? Do you appreciate this? I have a friend who's going skiing this weekend. And she was telling me yesterday that the place she's going up in Vermont is it's one of these places that makes snow. I've always found that interesting, the whole concept of making snow. They have these big guns, and it's like a big water, it's like a fire truck, except they have some element in it that freezes the water, so when it blows out, it comes out as snow.
It's more ice chips than snow. I mean,
are you a skier?
If you're skiing or snowboarding on it, it is a lot harder when you fall on the man-made snow than if it's fresh powder.
Are you a skier?
A very big difference. Yeah, I snowboard.
You ski?
I snowboard.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't. I've tried, and it doesn't work for me. Too lefty. It's not one of those things that... And I don't like to be cold. Now, this friend was saying, oh, it's exhilarating. You get warm when you're coming down the hill, and she's like a madman anyway. I'm sure she's all over the place as she skis down the mountain. But I can see it being exhilarating. Great exercise, great for your legs, especially for those who are interested in keeping their legs in shape. It's a good way to do it, I think. And so good luck to those of you. I'd rather be warm. That's just me. Speaking of the weather, I think this weekend on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we'll be talking about what happens at this time of year. Why do you get sick more in the winter than you do in the summer? And I don't want to give it away, and I'm actually not sure that I am giving it away, but it has to do with how much time you spend inside versus outside. A lot of people say, oh, you go out in the cold, you're going to catch cold. No, that's not it at all. If you get chilled and your body's not protected, yeah, then you'll get it. But the cold is actually good for the mammalians. Cold that has, you know, as long as it's not wet cold. Wet cold is not good for you. Dry cold, very good for your system. Very good. So, and we're going to talk about that. Ken is a cardiovascular exerciser and expert. So we're going to talk about cholesterol, one of his favorite subjects this weekend. We also have a focus on New Year's resolutions that have something to do with your health. What will be successful, what won't. Focus on tummy tuck surgery as well this weekend. And also, there are a couple of new wrinkles on certain types of cancers that we're going to talk about. Good Day Health. Find it at gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken comes to us from his clinic down in Florida. We always are talking about different things. The current Good Day Health show that's there that you can listen to from last week, if you hadn't got a chance to listen to it in person, the focus on high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and heart attacks and how they all go together. Teenagers not getting enough sleep and what happens to their mental health, that kind of stuff. So always a lot of aggressive, forward-looking information at your service on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack Stockwell on most of these same stations over the weekend. 2 hours of very good, important listening that we're happy to provide for you as an appreciable asset. You know, I was thinking about all of this, you know, we're in the world of information, as well, it's called infotainment. I think that's where it started a number of years ago, that phraseology. And I was thinking about how things have changed for us, Jay. And I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for you. As I grow older, I try more things. It seems that I have more experiences and I have more experiments. I'm not one who runs away. I think because of that, I see things more clearly now. Whether age, maturity does that for you, I'm not sure. But I know that I think of things in some ways faster than I used to because of the different, as long as I can come up with a word. Every once in a while, you'll hear me say, I can't remember that person's name, or I can't remember that particular word, because as you get more mature, some of the things don't connect as easily, but then there are other things. The more you use your brain, the more you will be able to connect, the more you will be able to understand. And so if you want to continue to be leading rather than following, you keep your mind, it's one of the things Ken talks about all the time, and Jack does too, keeping your mind busy. Keep it working. Keep it so that it knows what is going on, and therefore you'll know what's going on. Ever think about disconnecting? How would your body work if you didn't have a brain? Wouldn't. Right?
Wouldn't, it just, yeah.
No. There's something about the brain, something, another marvel of this fabulous universe that we live in that I'm not sure we always appreciate, because look at all the abuses that take place with drugs and alcohol and things like that. Anyway,
well, I'm not here the for brain, a lecture. But the heart and the lungs, it's amazing,
right.
This incredible machine, organic it machine,
is.
That is our bodies.
Fabulous.
It is absolutely fantastic.
All right, speaking of Dr. Jack, his clinic is out in Utah. A couple of, let's see, how many people got hospitalized with carbon monoxide poisoning? They went to a Mormon church over the weekend, and 22 people left suffering carbon monoxide poisoning at the church. The sheriff's office says it got a couple of calls from the church. This is a town that's south of Salt Lake City, kind of on the border. A young girl had breathing problems. That's where it started. And so the emergency medical folks showed up. And they have the first call for the girl, then there's another call for a man, and then there's another call. And so at the end of the service, 22 people had to go to the hospital. 10 ambulances back and forth from the hospital to the church. So did they find out carbon monoxide poisoning usually occurs when gas is not completely burned? That's why some people commit suicide, close the garage door, turn the car on, open the windows, and see you later. So that's what happened in this church, but they don't seem to know what was the source of it. Get a headache, weakness in your chest, vomiting, that kind of stuff.
Well, I'm surprised the church, I would think that every place of business, every church, every school would have carbon monoxide detectors, just the same as you would have smoke detectors. Every home should have them. They're so easy to get.
I don't have them in my home. I wouldn't even have thought about that had you not said that, Jay. No, I don't think about that at all.
Yeah.
My windows are open at night. I have windows open even in the wintertime. Winter and summer, whether the heat's on or the air conditioning's on, I got windows open. I want that fresh air, man, especially sleeping at night. Yeah. All right, here's another story from the Salt Lake area. Actually, this was at the airport. Some guy climbed inside a jet engine. And, you start the engine. See you later, pal. Wow. 30-year-old man. He didn't die until after they pulled him out of the engine. The engine was ready to take off. They were going to fire the engine up. The passengers on the plane, yada, yada, the whole thing. It was on a de-icing pad. You know, that's what happens this time of year, especially in the northern climes. Before you take off, you got to have the plane sprayed with that stuff that gets rid of the ice. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet that alcohol was involved somehow or other in this. But how do you get onto the property of the airport to climb up into the plane unless you're an employee at the airport?
Yeah.
Right? Think about it that way.
An area where you could stow away? Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of like a bad movie, right? When you see some of these guys, when they're like a Mission Impossible theme, there's a big fight going on, and one guy's going to fall out of the plane and get sucked into the engine at 35,000 feet. That doesn't sound like a great way to end your existence on this planet, does it? 18 after the hour, this is the Thinking Program. Good day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the notification portion of the Good Day program. How do you do? Jay and I have social media on our mind at this point in every hour. Isn't it amazing, Jay, how it works like clockwork? Wowie zowie.
On the dot to the T.
On the dot, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, the social media portion of the program, we oftentimes talk about the things that you have responded to on our Facebook page or Instagram page, our social media. You can connect with us at Good Day Networks. The technology, I'm looking at some of the news coming out of the Middle East. The Palestinians have used technology to provide tools to help support Palestinians. So there are a bunch of other people in the tech industry who have announced a coalition called Tech for Palestine to build open source projects and data to help people advocate for the Palestinian people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting group. Comes during, obviously, a tough time in the Middle East after Hamas's attack. By the way, you may or may not have heard this, but one of the leaders of Hamas was killed in an explosion. I guess it was a bomb. I've forgotten where it was, but anyway, that's good, because no matter what's coming out of this, getting rid of Hamas is a strong thing. Now, this technology has nothing to do with getting rid of Hamas. I'm giving the update just as an aside. But this technology is they're trying to raise awareness of the war in Gaza. Now, I guess I would ask the question, raise awareness of what? The war itself, or what's happening to the Palestinian people? Is this an advocacy group? Yeah.
Displacement of millions of Palestinians, tens of thousands of deaths. It's absolutely awful what's going on. So this will offer the Palestinians, not any members of Hamas, but the Palestinians, support and help in finding anybody who's been displaced and getting resources. And because it's easy from the outside looking in to be like, well, just leave. They don't have the
war.
Don't have the financial support.
But it's a war.
Awful.
People get killed in war. That's the way it is. Go ahead.
So many people have been killed, even in Israel. There's more than 1,100 individuals that were killed in Israel in the Hamas attack. We don't know how many people are still being held hostage by Hamas. It's just
Anyway,
all of it on both sides. Yeah.
You're naive if you don't think they're going to be. The people who are protesting what's happening from their point of view don't really know what's happening. And it would be nice if somebody, I don't know if that'll come out of this group of tech experts that are putting together information, or is this an advocacy group that is aimed at casting a shadow on Israel and what they're doing to protect themselves? It's the question.
Well, when you say you don't know what's happening, or people don't know what's happening, there are things that are known. There are millions of Palestinians displaced. That we do know that. There are tens of thousands that have died. We do know that. And for people to want to bring awareness to that, I don't understand why that's an issue.
What do you do with the information?
If you acknowledge anti-Semitism, or you're anti-Semitic, if you acknowledge Islamophobia, both are happening. Both are on the rise, increased, not even in the Middle East, but here in the U.S., where people are terrified to walk down the street just based on who they are, their religion, the color of their skin. It's just absurd. We are living in 2024. Why is this still a thing?
Because living in 2024 is about that, unfortunately. There's still so much prejudice in the world. Look at after 80 years since the Second World War, look how many Nazis and skinheads and people like that who believe in that stuff are still wandering around the planet. They're everywhere. We got them here. They should be crushed out like, don't give me... Fortunately, I'm not going to go down that street because we're out of time. It's 28...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State says she remains focused despite recent reporting about death threats made against her.
We have received threatening communications. Those are unacceptable.
This comes in the wake of her decision to drop former President Trump from that state's GOP primary ballot. While speaking to CNN over the weekend, Shanna Bellows said she intends to adhere to the process. A Georgetown University professor and longtime CIA analyst is claiming many in the U.S. intelligence community will be working against Republicans in the coming election cycle. Dr. John Gentry is also pushing his new book titled Neutering the CIA. He said if former President Trump becomes the GOP nominee, government intel operatives are likely to be working overtime to achieve his defeat in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
He did and he didn't. End of that. Okay, hello. Rolling up my sleeves. Hi, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen wishing you a fond hello and a very interesting start to the month of January. There are those people who celebrate January after the holidays, Jay, with a dry experience. The first time I saw this, I thought, oh, it's going to be a dry January. We won't have any snow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what dry
January... That's not what they mean.
No. Abstaining from alcohol for the first month of the year has become an increasingly popular trend with the rise of sober consciousness. It's called the Sober Curious Movement. I never heard of it before. Have you? The Sober Curious Movement?
Yeah, I feel like it's been around for a long time. Or some people do, where they stop drinking in the sense of drinking so much where they get drunk. They'll just have a little bit here or there. Or what's the one, California Sober, where they don't use drugs or alcohol with the exception of marijuana. There's all these different variations. And people do it for different reasons. There's an actor, I want to say it was Tom Holland, but I could be wrong, who once upon a time did Dry January just to do it and then realized that he liked it. And he went ahead and did February. And then in doing February, he kind of realized, like, maybe I had a little bit of a drinking problem that I didn't realize. And then he did March, and then he did June, and the next thing he knew, he was like 6 months in, and then he was a full year, and he's like, yeah, I'm not going back. I feel like my head is clear. Jessica Simpson has been very open about her struggles with alcoholism and that she realized she needed to change, needed to get sober. But then in finding her sobriety, she realized how much anxiety and depression she had been battling that she was numbing with alcohol, and once she stopped that cycle, a lot of her issues with anxiety and depression went away. Now, that doesn't happen for everybody, but in being open and honest about talking about her experience.
It's a start. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a start. And one of the things we'll talk about is I highlighted some of the things on Good Day Health for this weekend, gooddayhealthshow.com with Dr. Ken. We're going to talk about the impact alcohol has on your esophagus and your oral cavity. So that'll be something. And you can tell by my tone, it's not good. So that'll be part of what we talk about this weekend. The celebration of the life of a lady called Sally Snowman. Her real name is Sally Snowman. She has had a post as the lightkeeper, the Boston Light Beacon, off the coast of Massachusetts near the islands near the city of Boston. She became the first woman to hold the position. She's 72 years old. She's had the job for 50 years. Imagine every day getting on a boat and going out to a lighthouse and spending the day there. She worked for the Coast Guard. There was a movement afoot a number of years ago here locally, up and down the coast, Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island, where there are a lot of lighthouses, they were all coming down. They were falling apart. The government says, yeah, we're not going to fix them. We don't need them anymore. Tear them down. And then somebody figured out that they would be an immense help to the... there's a picture of me somewhere, Jay, being down on Nantucket visiting a friend of mine a few years ago at the Nantucket Lighthouse. And it's just one of those things, you almost feel like you're in a different world when you, there's a metaphysical feeling to going into those lighthouses. That's the only way I can describe it. So anyway, a lot of these landmarks are taken care of now well, even though it took a while for people to wake up to understanding this is a good natural, it's kind of a national treasure.
Yep. There's a lighthouse near Cleveland somewhere that just went up for auction. And really? I can't remember the people, the winning bid, if they were going to turn it into a house or a restaurant. I always thought that the lighthouse keepers lived on the property, lived in the lighthouse.
You can. Like, yeah, some of them do. Yeah, right. Some of them do. You're right. Some of them do. Anyway.
Does this feel... very sad. I feel short-sighted about this. This is the last America's last lighthouse keeper leaving the post. It's the end of an era. This is sad.
Yeah. It's that we continue to do stuff that's the phraseology I was going to use is not in our best interest. You know, this is penny wise and pound foolish. Now, here's another the price, this is a very interesting, kind of a weird twist on the problems we're having with immigration. The federal government wants the Supreme Court to settle a dispute with the governor of Texas. The administration there has installed razor wire along the border to keep out the illegal immigrants. On the surface, looks like something that makes sense. I'm not a big fan of Governor Abbott. I think he's kind of a blowhard and a single-dimensional thinker. But the other side of it is we have such a problem with the illegals, and Texas and California are the places where there is the biggest problem. California would never do this because that's not in their political wheelhouse. But in Texas, yeah, this guy puts the governor says, all right, we're going to, this is called Operation Lone Star. We're going to have this bar. It's like what you see when you go by a prison, you know, that razor sharp wire that's along the top of the fences to keep the inmates from getting out.
The barbed wire.
Because you fall on it. Well, barbed wire and the other stuff. And somehow or other, some of the, it's like three, if you look for a picture of it, it's three courses of 3 feet, round around, and it's like a razor blade, only it's a big, long, it's something that's been spread out, and how you would get through it without cutting the hell out of yourself is beyond me. Some people have been able to get through it, but anyway, so the point of my focus on this is the Supreme Court has been asked to allow Border Patrol agents to cut the wire on the border as part of an effort by the state to kind of get a handle on this stuff, and the feds don't want it. Why would the feds not want it? I'm all for this. People are not supposed to be coming here. The federal government says it's cruel and unusual punishment, whatever terminology they want to use.
Well, especially because I know people are going to try to scale it anyway. Like,
well, that's their problem.
It's not going to turn away.
So that's their problem. They're not supposed to be coming here. And so, at least they're not supposed to be coming here this way. So as much as I think that Abbott is kind of a Neanderthal, the installation of this razor wire along the Rio Grande River as part of the operation to keep the illegals from coming into the state of Texas, I think it makes sense. But anyway, the Biden people don't think it makes sense. So how do you argue this in court? How do you go in and say, you know, somebody's going to say, well, it's cruel and unusual. And then somebody else is going to say, well, why are these people trying to get into the country? This isn't the right way. There are, go down to Juarez and come across legally and get processed. There's nothing wrong with that at all. So anyway, I think that this is, I have no use for Biden's administration anyway. Everybody knows that listening to me. I just think that
many people do.
No, they don't. I mean, it's this kind of stupid stuff. So there's a wire that's like the wall that was put up, especially when you realize the number. Once again, the month of December set a record 286,000 people came across the border in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. So how do you figure that's right? What's right about that? There's nothing right about that. So people are having a tough time in the places they live. I get that. And maybe it's up to us to help the people that can't help themselves. But when did we become the place? This is like a dumping ground for everybody. You know, these other government, Venezuela and other countries that are not our friends, they send people that are supposed to be in jail, crooks, criminals, murderers. They send them up to America to get rid of them. That's one of the things they're trying to prevent. Anyway, I find it very distressing. Here's something else I find distressing. I wonder what we do about this. There's a new 3D printing device, Jay, that is going to be used to end drug and chemical testing on animals. I think I want to talk to Warren next time about this.
End it, yeah.
Yeah, right. Needs to be ended. Remind me to talk to.
And it's not just lab rats or bunnies that we all believe. That's beagles.
No.
It's dogs. Like,
yeah, it's dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nothing good. All right. What's going on in Russia's attack against the Ukrainians this week? Russia lost an attack on a number of Ukrainian cities the last couple of days. Large-scale attacks. They can't get soldiers to go in, so now they're using all of these, you know, the ballistic missiles and drones and all that stuff. The Iranians are involved in this as they are involved in the Middle East. Man, what a disgusting place. Are disgusting. The people that, you know, the Iranians don't like, for the most part, the Iranian, the average person is very well educated in Iran. You kind of wonder why they leave the Ayatollah or that form of government. And it has to do with a complicated religious sort of set of beliefs. But anyway, there were a number of people killed in the attacks. Putin rings in the new year. This is the headline. By killing 101 people in the attacks on Ukraine. So why is Vladimir Putin still running Russia? Why is this is so? This is why, you know, the governments of various countries they don't know kind of what to do because they don't have any leadership. Any strong leader, this is where people say Trump comes in, because Trump is a strong leader. And when this all started, if Trump had been president, he would have gone after Putin. Well, when Trump was president, he was friends with Putin. He was very friendly toward him, so how do you know that's going to happen? Easy to criticize. I don't have to tell people how I feel about Biden. I think this last couple of years has been a disgrace for America in many ways. And so anyway, so one of the things we did do that was good this week, we imposed sanctions on a group of money exchange services from Yemen and Turkey that are providing funding for the rebels and for Hamas. I wonder why this wasn't done like a month ago or more, but at least it's been done. So I guess that's a good move. Let's hope so. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Ad paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now, it's the Good Day program. The Pet Show is our focus right now. Warren Eckstein is our focus. And Happy New Year to all you animal lovers who like listening to Warren, whether he's here or on the Pet Show, heard on a lot of these same stations every weekend around the country. He is really an expert when it comes to taking care of animals. We were just talking off the air about a number of things that affect our animal population. This new 3D printed device that Jay and I were talking about earlier, which is aimed, the developers of this say they wanted to use it because it gets rid of the need to test drugs and chemicals on animals. And so they've gotten a funding boost from some private entities that are somehow or other, Warren, getting a hold of human heart cells and lungs and kidney cells and liver cells and brain cells. I don't know how they do that, but at least they're not having to test live animals. And so that's why I thought this would be good for you. I thought you'd be interested in this because it's a problem. The animal approach versus the non-animal approach is a non-starter, I think, in conversation, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is a battle I've been fighting for more years than I'd like to imagine, and a lot of it is based on money. There have been computer projects and samples where they didn't have to test on animals, but what happened, I'll give you a prime example. Years ago, I was involved with a debate, and the debate was on animal testing, and they talked about this and they talked about that. So one university got millions of dollars to study the effects of a certain drug on black ponies. Another group, another college, got the same amount of money to study the same drug on white ponies. White ponies and black ponies, physiologically, are exactly the same. Exactly the same. So it was the redundancy. That's where I really got angry about the redundancy of the testing, because based on that, more and more places were getting money to do more testing. Nowadays, I believe there's really no need for testing on animals. With the computer technology we have, it is just abusive as far as I'm concerned. And some of the abuses, you know, even years ago it was worse, but the abuse these animals go through, the testing with rabbits, with makeup, squirting stuff in their eyes, which I had to deal with years ago, and Just, I don't understand how people can do that. Maybe years ago there might have been some need or some idea that we can find this out or we can find that out. But with technology the way it is, what you guys were talking about and all the new technology, it's amazing to me that that animal experimentation is still part of our way of doing things.
Yeah, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does make you wonder, but it's always dollars and cents. Everything always boils down to, if you give me money, I'll do this. You know?
All right. Warren lives on the coast of Southern California, as I do part-time. I noticed that there are a lot of wildlife watchers off the coast that have been treated to a number of orca sightings. Orcas, are they eating dolphins? How does the food chain work with sharks, orcas, and dolphins?
Orcas are kind of like the high predator. So there's not too many animals that can fit an orca in their mouth. There's some beautiful photos or videos of the orcas going after the dolphins, which breaks my heart. But that's nature. That's the way things survive. I haven't seen any. I've been going down to the beach, but the waves have been so high here in Santa Monica, and the water so rough for the last few days. I haven't seen any orcas. I had the opportunity years ago of hanging out with an orca and actually give him a beautiful kiss on the nose, but they're really impressive animals. Yeah, I got a photo of it somewhere in my book. But they're impressive animals. They're amazing. And just leave them alone. If we just leave the animals alone, what a great world this would be. It scares me when people go out there though on these whale watching tours, because I really think it upsets the animals themselves.
All right, so here's the story that'll make your day about a dog named Neo. Who had been in a shelter for 450 days. It was part of an animal abuse trial going on. There were a number of, like where my dog came from, there were 40 dogs in this one house, and they put the guy in jail who had been running it. And this is another example of that with dogs. That really, my dog was in more than 450. He was in there almost 2 years. Found one of these dogs, a dog named Neo, as they emptied out this house. And now they're using this dog to rehab. They go to rehab homes with him. And apparently one of the homes wanted to adopt him. And so they did. So this dog is the dog of the house, if you will. It's a rehab facility in central Arkansas. And the dog is... It goes from floor to floor, to room, and just brightens everybody's day. And
they do exactly that, Doug. They brighten everybody's day. Just seeing, petting, holding, looking, laughing, smiling. Boy, there's nothing in the world like a good day spent with a dog or a cat.
Yep, that's part of the Good Day program. Make it a good day with your pet. Love them, love them, love them, and love them some more. Warren Eckstein, love him. ThePetShow.com is his website. Check it out for weekend programming about your dog, your pets.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.